The Chemical Reporter.
Hello, this is Jeff again, your Chemical Reporter. This week's question is from Ralf in Leinfelden in Germany. He would like to know, how is leather produced? Let's take a look at this leather jacket, for example. It's been through an astonishing transformation. You can't even tell that it was once on the back of a cow. How do you make an elegant piece of leather from rough cattle hide? The most important step is the tanning process. This chemical treatment makes rawhide become permanently durable. Without the tanning agents, the cattle hide would just decay or turn hard as rock. The cattle hide is cleaned in several stages before the tanning process. The hair and connective tissue are removed. Only the outer layer of the hide, the dermis, is made into leather. It has the exact characteristics we want. It's elastic, tear-proof, breathable, and much more. The pelt must then be shaved to the right thickness. It then takes a bath in water, salt, and acid to better distribute the tanning agents. After that, the actual tanning process and tanning agents step into action. Okay, first of all, there are a few things you should know about animal skin. It consists of interlocking fine bundles of collagen fibers in a dense mesh. The tanning agents penetrate deeply between the fibers, building chemical bridges between the collagen molecules and creating a network that is more stable and can no longer decay. In essence, leather is a stable and durable structure made of cross-linked collagen molecules. There are different kinds of tanning agents. In the past, vegetable tanning agents consisting of bark, wood, leaf, or root extracts were used, but this is not very efficient because the procedure can take up to 2 years and requires very large amounts of tanning agents. We don't have that much time anymore. That's why most tanneries use mineral salts. These mineral-based tanning agents get the job done in 24 hours. Artificial substances such as syntans or aldehydes are also used. At the end of the tanning process, the leather is not yet finished. It is then treated with more tanning agents, dyes, and fat liquors to achieve the desired softness, color, and richness. Last but not least, the leather is finished with a polymer coating to protect the surface and to make it more resistant to scratching and abrasion. It can be given a timeless vintage look or a high-gloss finish, or the surface can be deliberately scarred to make it look worn. So you see, it's a long way from being a rough piece of cattle hide to becoming a smart leather jacket. Until next week, with another great reason for you to listen up, this is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.